is, how do we deal with Wesley's theology and also his very active involvement in missions with the missionary activity of Calvin? And in particular, the question centered on the fact that Wesley despised one of Calvin's teachings, namely the doctrine of predestination. How do we reconcile that? How do we understand that? I think I've got the question sort of in mind. This, by the way, was a famous sermon that Wesley preached, and it resulted in a rift with the great evangelist, George Whitefield. The two men had been dear, dear friends, and this created a breach in their relationship when he preached against predestination. First, let me just say that Wesley was a believer, a real, live, flesh and blood Christian, a brother, a person with whom we will spend eternity. And he was, as any Christian should be, was very, very interested in missions. He was one of those great men who burned himself out for the Lord. So I am not one to depreciate the great things that God did through John Wesley. I don't always agree with his theology. And in particular, his objection that anybody who believes in the doctrine of predestination, and for those of you who don't know so much about what that means, it's simply the notion that before the world was ever created, God set his affection, set his love, his salvific love upon some of fallen humanity. And so that in time, those persons that God had chosen or predestined, that God would orchestrate events so that those persons would come to faith and believe in Jesus Christ. Now, that's the essence of the doctrine. And what I typically would say to people like Wesley or Methodists sometimes is the word predestination, for example, is actually a biblical word. Calvin didn't make it up. He didn't create it. It's a word in the Bible. It doesn't occur just once, not just twice. One might argue that the idea of predestination is on virtually every page of the Old Testament, because the Jewish people defined themselves as the chosen of God, the chosen people of God from out of the whole mass of humanity. Every self-respecting Jew believed in predestination. Paul, himself being Jewish, was very, very comfortable with this idea of predestination. And in fact, he's very, very free to mention it. Sometimes he talks about the predestined. If you read Ephesians chapter 1, it's one of the most dynamic expositions of the doctrine of predestination you'll find anywhere. He also refers to it in Romans chapter 9. He even talks about the hard part of predestination, namely those left behind, those not chosen. Paul is very, very comfortable with this doctrine. And other times he will talk about the elect, he'll talk about the chosen. It's very easy for him in the New Testament to use this kind of language. So what I would say to someone like John Wesley, for example, I'd say read your Bible, because the word is there. The idea is there. And I'm willing to say, I do understand that people sometimes struggle with this doctrine. In fact, I probably would say that something's wrong with you if you don't. I think God intends that we wrestle. And if it's too easy for you, I'm a little worried about you. Because I think this is a hard teaching in some ways, and we ought to wrestle with it. But having wrestled with it, I think there is little doubt that it is expressly, it's not a vague idea. It's a very clear idea taught in the Old Testament on virtually every page. And it is frequently, either explicitly or generally referred to and assumed throughout the New Testament. Jesus will make comments about the elect or the chosen. So he's very familiar with it and very easy and comfortable with it. So that's the first thing I would say to John Wesley, is go back and carefully, humbly read the Bible and wrestle with it. And I would say to him, I understand that it's a little bit difficult, but keep reading, keep praying, keep wrestling. Now, Calvin, it's fascinating that Calvin himself actually addresses the question of how can someone believe in the doctrine of predestination and still be motivated by missions? Calvin himself anticipates the question directly and addresses it in the Institutes. This is not a new question for Calvin. And here's what he says in paraphrase, in summary. He says, I don't know who the elect are, and therefore I share the gospel with everyone I meet. The truth of the matter is that this doctrine is a motivation, an encouragement to missions, because we know that God has his elect out there, and you and I may very well be the means by which the elect are brought to faith, and God is glorified. So I would say, and I think Calvin very expressly, very specifically, would argue that since we, in our finite, limited abilities, because we don't know who the elect are, I can't look out among a group of people and say, you, and you are elect. I'm not God. And since I don't know, I'm going to evangelize the whole bunch of you. And that's exactly Calvin's attitude. How's that for a rather extended answer to a rather extended question?